Well, I'm very excited to have one of my favourite fellas in studio. Mitch James, welcome back.
So good to see you, Ash.
Fresh off a plane from London where you just played at the Roundhouse 2 days ago.
Yeah, no sleep to be found. But I'm feeling good. Good to be back in
good.
Oz.
Good. And I saw you at the New Zealand Music Awards.
Yeah.
And all the comments on your thing were like, you look like a snack, Mitch.
No comment.
No comment. Wink, wink. Now, you looked good.
Thank you so much. I think, yeah, it's just important sometimes to realise what you have to change about yourself and
good
boy. Yeah, just have to look after myself a bit more.
I didn't look at the results from the New Zealand Music Awards because I wanted to be able to rag on people. Has anyone beat you? So who can we rag on? Who beat you or did you beat everyone?
Benny cleaned up.
Oh, Benny,
all
we love. No, yeah. We love Benny.
I can't say anything bad about Stella. She's an amazing girl.
How f***ing talented is she?
She's so talented and she's just the coolest girl as well. I've bumped into her at airport lounges and whatnot and just, you know, in the most bizarre situations. She's always got awesome things to say, awesome conversations.
So good. Yeah, cool. I love Monster and Find an Island and Stoked.
Yeah, she keeps getting better and I think it's early days for her.
Totally.
She only started writing songs not too long ago. So I think New Zealand music is in a crazy good place and
it's true.
We're all kind of hitting our stride at the right time.
I love Sunday morning. Is there a specific situation that you wrote this, like a specific person, or is it just a general?
It's like the reverse traditional booty call.
Right, it is.
Yeah, it's, you know, guys have been doing it to girls for a long time and you know, girls can do it to guys as well.
That's guilt right. Power.
So, yeah, I was just writing about what's been going on. So, you know, I got used by a girl and Taylor Swifted it.
Oh, nice.
Put it on the track.
Does she know it? The song's about her?
Oh, she will, yeah.
Oh, that's my dream. To, like, be, like, well, I'll never be an artist, but to be, like, someone screws you over and you're like, it's like Lewis Capaldi. Like, whoever broke Lewis Capaldi's heart has made him very rich.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if yet, but at some point he will be very rich.
I would say so. I would say he's doing very, very well.
Yeah,
for
but it takes a while. You know, sometimes it takes a year for, like, the money to catch up with the singles.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, when you mess with a sensitive bloke in their feels, you get T-swizzled.
Heartbroken singer-songwriter.
I know that my stuff is, like, super pop, but I'm like, very proud to say that it's openly me, and I feel like pop music's lacking a lot of that at the moment. It's kind of super-duper commercialised.
Yeah.
The more that people can just be themselves, I think it's a risk to be yourself, but I think, you know, with great risk comes great rewards.
Amen. So, not just if you're a singer, if you're listening, and I think that's something we can all learn from. Always
100%.
Take the risk and be yourself. Because then when people love it, the reason they're loving you is because it's something that is true and authentic for you,
exactly.
As opposed to some bullshit thing that you're pretending to be, which doesn't make you feel like you're loved or that you belong.
Exactly.
It's
yeah,
me and Mitch James getting our Brené Brown on, yo.
Always.
Always.
That's why I love coming in here.
It always comes back to something spiritual with you and me. That's why I love it. Darling, you're welcome here anytime. Enjoy the 2020.
Will do.
What's on for 2020, by the way?
A lot, yeah, a lot.
His eyes got soapy.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, I'd need another 10 minutes, but stay tuned.
Bye, darling.
Love you.